Case number 10,977, Stephen and Beverly Abdallah, East of Row 279, Angola Beach Road, west of Herring Reach Court, being lot 44 within Bay Point Development, a variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
Will you state your names for the record, please?
Beverly Ann Abdallah.
Pamela McDonald.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. You have a stand.
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
I'm Beverly Ann Abdallah. I live at 23680 Herring Reach Court, Lewis, Delaware, 19958. And I'm here to ask for a variance to build a screen porch over an existing deck.
Okay. I need a request for variance.
Okay. Somewhere along the line, someone told you once you put a roof on it, you need, right?
Yes.
Good. Good.
Yes, we have a beautiful deck, and we found out that after having it for a year, that the gnats and the mosquitoes down here are ferocious. So we would like permission to screen it in. Our deck has been, we have a 5-foot setback?
Yeah, my name is Pamela McDonald, 31200 Phillips Branch Road, Harbison, Delaware, 19951. My firm constructed the deck. We would also be constructing the screen porch over it. The deck itself is 11 feet by 26. There's 16 feet from the back of the house to the property line. Obviously, 6 feet of that deck falls prior to the building setback. The remaining 5 feet are within it. Once we screen that in, it becomes a permanent structure. That's why we're applying for the variance.
Okay. And I'm glad she understands all that because I'm still confused.
She did a good job.
She did.
But our house is a rancher, and it has been set forward as much as it can to meet the code, and so therefore we don't have quite as much room in the back. That's why the deck extended that 1 foot. We have contacted our neighbors on both sides, and there's no problem. We've asked neighbors up and down the street. The houses on both sides will not be affected because obviously we're going out the back, and we have no one behind us. There's a pond behind us.
Sounds like you can respond well. Can you respond to the standards for granting you a variance?
Yes, it would be easier if they were written in layman's English, but I'll do my best, so bear with me. I've already explained that since the house is a rancher, the footprint on the lot takes up a little bit more room, but it will not, it is as far forward as it can go, and it will not infringe on anybody else's property. Is there an exceptional practical difficulty due to such a unique condition? I believe there is. That's why we put our deck out that one extra foot. And
if I may interject on that part B as well, you can imagine we could certainly screen in 5 feet out from the edge of the house going the full 26 feet, but I'm sure you can imagine how impractical and useless a screen porch like that would be. Not only that, I feel confident that the Homeowners Association would certainly deny that application, and I think the community would frown upon it.
Okay. Can the property be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance without a variance? I don't believe that so. After hearing other testimony this evening, we would definitely not be in compliance with that. Is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? Due to the mosquitoes, yes, we cannot enjoy our deck, and we definitely need to have the screened-in porch done. Has the difficulty been created by the applicant? No, we believe that it's just that our house is larger on the lot, and that's why we just need the 1 foot variance or the setback. Will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? The porch will meet all the standards that our Homeowners Association requires. There are pictures in there, and it will be made with the screen and the white vinyl, so it will match every other screen and porch that's in our development. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of adjacent properties? No, like I said, the two houses on either side will not be affected, and there's no one that's going to build right behind us, so that's not a problem. Will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare? it won't affect it in any way. Envirotech comes in to maintain the pond, and they still have plenty of access to drive their truck around with the boat, so that's not an issue either. Will the variance represent the least modification possible of regulations at issue? Yes, since the deck is already there, we don't feel that we're doing anything other than asking for the variance, because now it's going to go under roof. And is the variance necessary to afford relief? Yes, you all live in Delaware and you understand the mosquito and the gnat problem, so I thank you.
Well, Susan, I think that you might have pictures.
Did you get the pictures?
Deck looks like.
Yes.
They have the pictures.
No,
and
we
Mrs.
Have.
Abdallah also has several letters in support of the screen gauge as well.
Okay.
Very well done on addressing the standards.
Yes.
Very good job. Thank you.
Hey, that I knew you could do that, just by the way you two were reacting there to
her. She has the expertise.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board then, Mr. Rickerson?
No.
Mr. Werman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Mr. Calloway, no. Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Do you have anything?
None.
Okay. Hearing that, is there any persons here that are in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 10,977. The applicant has met the standards for relief, and also I'd like to add to that there is a uniqueness to the property as it appears on the plot that necessitates something like that.
All right. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Rickers and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,977. Mr. Mills.
I vote yay. I think the applicant addressed the standards for granting the variance.
Mr. Hudson.
Yay for the reasons stated.
Yay. And Mr. Rickers.
Yay for the reason I stated.
Mr. Corbin.
Yes, for the same reasons that were stated.
And Mr. Calloway, yay for the same reasons that have been stated and for the way that standards were addressed. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 10,977 is approved.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.